This morning, we have a guest joining us here in studio with us, Steve Barber, in with us. He's superintendent of Atlantic Community Schools. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Let's get started with the important stuff. How's the school year going so far?
Well, we've gotten off to a fantastic start. Everything's been run pretty smooth. And, you know, last week was homecoming week, a lot of activities, a lot of ways for the school to connect with the community with the parade and some of those, the coronation and all those traditional things that come along with homecoming. And the fact that the kids were able to win that overtime game Friday night, what a memorable moment for those football players and what an outstanding crowd. We had a couple of class reunions there and the stands were full, the sidelines were full. So yeah, a good closure to a great homecoming week.
Absolutely. Good to see the support.
Absolutely. Well,
you know, a new school year is always a time of change. You've got kids changing grades and changing teachers and changing all kinds of things, sometimes buildings and things. A new superintendent this year. You always have some new teachers that are in and out of the facilities and things, too, at the beginning of the year. But, you know, this year, in addition to the new superintendent, some of the other change involves some of the facilities, more so than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. As everyone knows, this spring, the board decided to purchase the old Cass Inc. building. We call that our new remodeled building. We're going to probably come up with a name here in the next month or so. And through that process, we are to move our CCEOC program and our Lynx program out there. And we had a construction project. They didn't get started till July when we took ownership. So it was hard to get that done before the first day of school. So finally, the contractors got it done in a timely fashion. But on Thursday, we transferred ownership to us. So last Friday, we moved in, and we are happy that those two programs are in our new facility. Really kudos to Mr. Williams, Mrs. Volt, and Mr. Eichel for being patient with us in that transition. But our two programs are housed out there, and I expect them to excel in that new environment.
Can you talk about some of the details of how that facility is going to be used?
Yeah, you know, obviously the first phase is those two programs. But as many of you know, there's a lot of space out there. One of the things that the Atlantic School Board talked about is a vision of having a regional career academy out there. In the past, Atlantic Schools and Iowa Western had some construction trades things, and for whatever reason, it wasn't sustainable. So we're looking at that as maybe an opportunity to get started out there. We have a lot of business supporters out there in that process, so we're going to get a steering committee together and see if we can make something happen there.
It does provide you a lot of flexibility, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great space out there, and you know, opportunities, I think, is a key word. Yet at the same time, we can only do so much at a time, and if we can get a pre-apprentice program out there in construction trades, then we can look forward to another one. So there's opportunity to put a lot of programs out there and provide some other pathways for kids in regards to post-secondary options.
You bet. It's another location. It's not on the current school campus, but it's another location. But that's really not that big of an issue at all, is it? It provides you with a lot of opportunity. And if you look at other school districts, there are plenty of places that have multiple campus locations.
Yes, and it's not too far from our central location there, so that doesn't create too many hurdles for us. And like I say, we're pretty happy with those two programs getting in that new facility, and we're really looking forward to utilizing that space to provide better experiences for our kids.
Yeah, you bet. Do you see some opportunities down the road with that facility, just because there is so much space within there, not just the classroom space, but some of the what used to be kind of storage and workshop space and whatever? It provides you with some opportunities to maybe think outside the box a little bit.
Absolutely, and yeah, maybe in a non-traditional way. And like I said, the vision is a regional career academy. That's kind of abstract at this time, but as we start building new programs in there, and there is some office spaces out there that we're going to have to decide what we're going to do with in regards to that. So like you said, many opportunities and great potential in doing some great things down the road.
How important are those programs that are going into that building now? How important are they to the district? Are they becoming more widely used?
Absolutely. Our Lynx program is more of a level 3 special ed program. Some of those kids that have some difficulties within the regular environment, and it gives them an opportunity and a safe environment to learn. And then we also have the alternative school, the CCOC, which is, once again, those students that have difficult time being successful in the traditional classroom, we give them an opportunity to be successful out there and still meet the same expectations as our regular students do.
And those are necessary programs.
Absolutely. And, every kid's a little bit different, and we need as many opportunities to serve them and have them experience success as we can provide.
You know, we see that more and more nowadays, that some folks go into the educational area thinking that the only way is to get that high school diploma and then get that college degree and move forward from there. But it's not always right for everyone. And like the building trades program is a good example of that. Some of these kids want to get the education that they need to get started right away.
Right, and I think you brought up a great point. You know, career and college readiness is the new educational term out there. But, we have an opportunity to provide another pathway with the pre-apprentice program. There's businesses in town that have they sponsor apprentices programs, and, they're looking for quality and good help and are willing to invest a lot of time and energy in getting them the skills necessary to be successful in their fields. So that would be one that we would be adding to it, and we're also, there's a military option, there's a two-year degree, a four-year degree, there's the work environment. What we're really going to try to focus on is really having kids engage and parents engage in the conversation at a younger age, maybe at eighth grade, where they produce that first My Academic Plan and continue to use that plan as a working document as they're deciding on what's the best avenue to go down it once they get out of Atlantic Community School District.
Is it just as important as ever now to continue to have good working relationships and open communication with, like, for example, local businesses to keep up on trends, what their needs are, so that you're being able to prepare the students for what's needed out there?
Absolutely. And I've talked a lot about Together We Are Stronger, and creating partnerships, community schools is a very important piece of being successful, not only in the school system, but also for your community. So we're pretty excited about the enthusiasm and the support that the Atlantic community provides, whether it's businesses, whether it's just help sponsoring and cheering our kids on. So we're pretty excited about the potential and the opportunities ahead, and we plan on getting together and start planning and see what we can do to help every kid, help our school succeed as well as the Atlantic Community School District to succeed.
Main reasons for the building addition in the first place.
Yes.
Now, will we see any traffic changes at all through there?
Well, the transportation will be pretty limited out there. We got both of those programs, have high school students in there. The CCEOC kids will be transporting out there. We'll be doing a little transportation with the Lynx Prod, but as far as creating a lot of demands to our transportation department, no, it will not.
Nothing like Washington School on a weekday morning.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's going to be a lot less quieter out there in the new building. So we're pretty excited about it. I know. Like I said, the staff associated with those programs have been very patient as we're transitioning into it, and we're pretty excited to finally get in there.
Excellent. Steve, thanks so much for stopping by and keeping us informed and updated on what's happening there. And it's an exciting time. It's always fun to be able to start something new.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jim.